Hey guys, it's Alex.
And Ariana. Together, we co-host a brand new podcast
called Skinny Time.
Join us as we discuss the lives of our friends and family every Thursday and Friday.
And learn more about them that we never knew. So without further ado, enjoy the podcast. Hey guys, welcome back. It's me, Alex, and Ariana.
Hey!
And today is another episode, of course, because why wouldn't it be?
Oh, God. We've had some pretty interesting conversations these last few days. Like, I don't even know where to begin with half of them, because they all kind of, like, go into, like, what we're talking about today. I mean, I feel like for sure that we've had come across a few people that are trying to, like, tell us what to do or tell us how to live our lives. Like, I recently got my hair dyed, and I was asking people, like, opinions on, like, what they thought of this color, and a lot of people were like, oh, I don't like it. You should dye it this color, and everyone was telling me to go blonde, and I was like,
what?
Why go blonde?
Yeah, I don't see you as a blonde, and that's not
go
like
blonde.
And that's not like a, oh, I don't think you do blonde. Like, personally to me, I just don't see you being a blonde. You think you're with your natural hair color, what is brown?
Yeah, it's a dark brown, but it has a lot of orange tones in it. So what idiot would go from orange undertones to blonde?
My sister.
My God, Morgan!
No, but I get what you're saying, because with that, I have had a lot of people commenting on my life, telling me what to do, which is basically what today's episode will be about, because apparently a lot of people don't get it. No, with the hair situation, yeah, like, in my past couple of years being in school and whatnot and living with myself, I don't know what that even means. that just came out of my mouth, really. I don't know why. But what I mean is, like, over the past couple of years, I've gone through many, many, many hair changes. So,
like, color-wise?
Color-wise, style-wise, pretty much. But most of my life, I've had, like, really bad flat hair, which is what I have right now because I got a cut. But when I was in middle school, that's when I started changing my hairstyle, because my brother, he, like, dyed his hair. Like, he bleached it a little bit, but not all the way. And it looked cool.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, I want to try that because I want to see what it looks like, because it looks like a cool hairstyle. So I got highlights, is what people don't understand what are, because they're like, why is your hair blonde? Like, aren't highlights for girls? And I was like, highlighting isn't a sexist thing. It's a natural thing to do with anyone.
Everyone has natural highlights.
Everyone can, it's a thing for anyone. So I don't know what this, oh, only girls do. It's like, no, not only girls do it. Guys usually to get it, but it's less of a coincidence that guys on occasion will get highlights, but rather so.
Yeah, plus highlights are a natural thing. Like, they're naturally
It helps brighten up your hair sometimes, because certain hair types don't, you know, brighten up as much. But anyways, once I started, like, highlighting my hair, a lot of people have been that's when the comments started coming towards me. Like, a lot of people were like, oh, it's good. And then there are the people, of course, who are negative on the side and are like, oh, why are you doing that? Are you gay or whatnot? And that's when I started getting those freaking annoying comments being like about my sexuality. But it's like, why? And then they'd be like, oh, you should probably go back. And I was like, why are you telling me how to change my hair? Like, it's my hair, not yours. Just because you don't like it doesn't mean that I need to change it, because it's not perfect to you. It's not what you want. Like, I don't care what you want. It's my hair. If I want it this way, it's my hair. So if you have something wrong, if you have something negative to say about it, shut up. Like, I don't want to hear it. It's not.
I agree.
No one wants to hear the opinion.
Exactly. Like, people don't understand the difference between asking an opinion and them trying to contradict or control your life, in a sense. Because
it's annoying.
It is annoying, because you can basically tell somebody, like, oh, what's your opinion on such? If you want to make a quote-unquote suggestion, make it the right way, saying, like, oh, I personally don't like the color orange, I would suggest the color green or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, in like one of those cases like that. That's not a controlling statement, but...
But what is a controlling statement would be...
A controlling statement would be like, I don't like orange, get blonde. Or like, I don't like orange, get yellow.
And then like, they like, and then sometimes he'll be like, oh, a lot of people say that. I'm like, who's this a lot of people? I've never heard such thing. Like, I've never heard that many comments.
Yeah.
From another. It's like, if like, for example, say you just dyed your hair a new color, say your hair is red or whatnot, you know? Mm-hmm. And I see it for the first, I've seen it like multiple times. So I come to you. Oh, Ariana, by the way, a lot of people don't really like your hair. So maybe you should just go back. Like, how is someone
exactly,
how does someone respond to that in such a negative connotation? Like, you're basically telling me that, oh, you so-called think that everyone somehow doesn't like my hairstyle and that you are the person that everyone went to just to tell me, oh, I should change it. I mean, do you think that you have any nerve
say or what goes on in my life
in what I should do with my life decisions? Like, who told mm-hmm. you that you're allowed to tell me what to do unless you're my parent? Or parental
and then they'll trash you for it. They'll be like, you look ugly with that shirt on, or you look ugly with that
it's so
that hairstyle, you should change it. That's a controlling statement, not a suggestion. You have to say suggestions with kindness and with positivity and kind of like understand.
Yeah. And maybe, I've been in that situation where
like you ask me for my positive criticism.
Yeah, because what happens then was that after I, like, highlighted my hair and stuff, sometimes I would color it, and then that's when I would get more positive comments from the less from the negative people being like, oh, I like the color. Oh, that's a new color. I'm like, thank you, or whatnot. Like, I've dyed my hair, like, pink, dark red, dark blue, purple.
Purple.
I actually did a very, very dark purple because last summer, actually, and that's when I started doing darker shades of hair color, and a lot of people do like it. So that's a good thing. But anyways, last year, I started like curling my hair a bit. Like I would use like a curling iron when I, because I was like, I want to try a curly like hairstyle because I think that I look better that way. Because with flat hair, you can't really style it in a way unless, say, you have bangs or something.
I am with you on that.
So with the curly hair, once I got a perm over the summer, a lot of people were a little skeptical about that. They're like, oh, why? Like, they were kind of like, in a way, jokingly asking, like, oh, why did you get a perm? Isn't like a perm thing for like girls or not? And then I was like, yet again.
Which isn't true. So many TikTok boys have gotten perm.
Not even just TikTok boys. A lot of guys I know do get perms and whatnot. So, and what's the thing is like, people are like, oh, aren't perms like weird? Because it's, I'm like, that's what it starts out as. It's gonna look weird. And yes, I've been in that situation where I'm like, I don't really know how I'm supposed to go around of people with this. Because it's, when you get a perm with short hair like mine, it's kind of looks weird at first. It kind of looks like a weird looking curly. It looks like ramen noodles in a way. But,
yeah, it's like super, super curly.
But the thing is, it grows. When your hair starts growing, that's when the curls become longer and whatnot. And so last year, well, technically, actually, I would say more this year, for my junior year, a lot of people were into it. They like actually liked my hairstyle. And I was happy about that because I was like, for one, some people actually like what I did with my hair, not just like, oh, it's a new color, oh, that's a one time. No, this was a new thing because I had my curly hair from the summer to what, I don't know, like back in what, the beginning of July, I don't know, because I just got it cut. So I was like, I think that if I have curly hair as a natural set, maybe people won't give me so many comments about what I should do with my freaking hair. But
yeah,
I was just like genuinely happy about that. Like I felt more comfortable around people not giving me smirky ass looks and comments being like, oh, why'd you get the hair out? It's like, shut up.
Yeah. It's not like I live with you. It's not like you give me, it's not like I respect your opinion. Sometimes like I will talk to my family overseas. Like even my Uncle Henry, who listens to the podcast so many times, he'll even give me constructive criticism, like, on an episode. He'll be like, oh, hey, just letting you know, don't say this too much, or don't react so much, or don't
go off the tangent, or something like that. Yeah,
something like that. He'll give me constructive criticism on the episode and be like, it was great and all, but here's something to fix for next episode.
Yeah.
It's suggestions. It's not this episode was
must do that.
It was disgusting and you should have done this instead. If I were you, I'd delete the episode and repost it. Like, that is something that is controlling.
Yeah, it's like, if they say it so many times, that's where it's a problem. But besides hair, because that's a different topic we can talk about another time. But more towards the personal things. Recently, over the past couple of months or whatever, I have been getting a lot of comments from people in face, text, or phone call recently. And I have been very, in a way hurt. Like, I feel sensitive about when people specifically talk about how I am as a person. Because here's the thing. I know I have said this so many times on this podcast. A lot of things about how my personality has changed and whatnot. Because what else am I supposed to say? So, for anyone who hasn't seen some of the episodes or whatnot, or hasn't heard this before, I'll say it again. I used to be more artistically
inclined
about how I presented myself towards people and how I acted around people. Like, I would draw like a lot more around people, but that has gone goodbye, left. Oh my gosh. Almost hit
out the window.
She deceased or whatnot. And I've slowly become more of a more honest, brutally honest, I guess, sarcastic person. And some people give me comments like, oh, you're very bitchy, or you're very rude or whatnot. And here's the thing. I get it that sometimes people can be mean or whatnot, or some people can be just looking at you in a certain way, or maybe say something under their breath or whatnot. But for me, here's the thing. Whenever I joke around with people, because I like to be funny, jokingly, I will say something that will sound something rude. But what's the thing I do after I say something? I say, oh, I'm joking, by the way, so that they know they don't get the wrong impression of what I'm saying. Because if they do, I will either get a comment back saying, oh, I didn't really like that, or oh, that was kind of hurtful. And I would be like, sorry, I wasn't thinking thoroughly. I didn't expect it to come out in a negative way or what, anything like that. So that's something that I usually do on a tangent a lot with people, so that people understand my humor and my
a lack of understanding.
In a way, yeah. So besides that, when I introduce myself or I'm talking to other people, there are certain points where I will get very frustrated or very agile about whatever the conversation is. And then I'll try to, like, not control them, but tell them in a certain way, like, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But the way I come out can be very either sarcastic, bitchy, moody, or anything like that. And here's the reason.
Sassy.
Ever since middle school, and a lot of people like to think that, oh, this is a stupid excuse. It's not. Because whatever happened in middle school that has made me like this is a, how would I say, more plausible reason as to why I act so bitchy. Is because ever since people made so many freaking snarky ass comments about my personality, how I dress, how I look, how I do my hair, how I talk, I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you people? Like, why? What is the problem with me? Like, why can't you just accept that I'm the way that I am? So with all of that in place, I switch over to, okay, if you don't like how I'm this, what if I start acting a different way? Will you be more respecting me? Will you actually understand how I get with things? Because if not, what do I need to change? So that's when I start being more honest about people. Like, if someone says something, like if someone tells me, like, oh, for example, like, oh, did you know Ariana is not a good dancer, for example, the way I would address that to someone, say Ariana, is I wouldn't be like, oh, Ariana, by the way, people say you're an awful dancer. No, that's the wrong intuition. What I would say in a nice, honest way is that, oh, Ariana, a lot of people have been coming up to me, give me some comments about you, and I don't want you to take this personally, but some of them have said mean things about how you dance and whatnot, and I don't think that they know what they're saying. So do you see how there's a difference between that?
You have to have more respect for people in general. whenever you say something that is criticizing, whether it's what's the word in theater that they use? Constructive criticism.
Yeah.
When it's a piece of constructive criticism or if it's negative criticism, you always have to have respect for the person because you also understand that there people can take criticism differently. There are some people that you'll tell them that they do something wrong and they'll bawl their eyes out. And then there are people that you tell them that they're doing something wrong and they'll be like, okay, I'm on it. I'm fixing it because I have to be perfect.
And that's what I do.
And everybody has to realize that not everybody is the same in how they address situations. And I'm the type of person that will basically try and tell them, like, listen, be careful. Like, you're not going to do this right. Or, you know, if I were you, I would try and take it a different pathway, or I would try and do it a different way. Because that is me telling them, like, try and guide yourself a different way in order to fix the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll be like, hey, listen, like, someone told me that you weren't really doing this right, so why don't you try doing it this way, and maybe I'll fix it.
And that's the thing. Like, a lot of people in school don't understand, and that's another thing I would say. I usually do constructive criticism a lot with people. A lot of people don't get that, apparently. People don't understand what constructive criticism is, and then they understand, and then they think that I'm either bullying them or I'm being rude to them. And I was like, I would never bully someone purposely to be rude or mean, because then that's what something that makes everyone hate me. And I'm like, great, more hate for me, I guess. But no, like, I act more bitchy, sassy, whatever you want to say, because I couldn't deal with the fact that everyone was making so many rude comments about me, and I would literally come home crying about it. And of course, guidance, like, they'll do their job. Guidance counselors wouldn't do anything about it. So some people would think, like,
they never do their job.
It's not even, why should I have a job anyways? But anyways, why have a job? A lot of people have been recently saying to me, it's like, oh, maybe you shouldn't be like this to people. And then I'm like, who says that you have the right to tell me how I should act around other people like you? Like, who said that?
Yeah, like, who asked?
No one asked for the opinion of saying, oh, maybe Alex should act more like this. And I'm like, okay, and what does that do for you? Does that make you happier? Are you going to be, is all your dreams going to come fucking true? Like, no. Like, what? The world will be happy.
People have to realize that there's no such thing as a perfect person. There's no such thing as a perfect world. And there is no such thing as perfection. Your idea of perfection is somebody else's idea of disgusting. Everybody has their own definition of perfect. Everybody has their own definition of horrible. You and have to realize that each person can address something in a different situation, especially, let's say, like, if I posted a picture and I was like, hey, I think I looked really cute, and like, I was kind of looking for validation from other people being like, oh yeah, you look gorgeous, blah blah blah, whatever. And then this is totally something Alex would do. He swipe up and be like, you're ugly, and I would knew he was joking right off the bat,
because the way I would
because
say
that's
it.
How he is, that's because he is,
because
but through text people don't understand that.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
The hardest thing to get.
That's a thing.
That.
Like, it's either that's the reason why, and that's another thing. It's like, this is so off topic, but like, that's the reason why I try to FaceTime a lot of people, because if I'm ever having a conversation with them or need to discuss something, I cannot text them about it, because I'm going to have to either send a video, like recording, you know, like one of those, like, oh, record an audio and send as a message, because a lot of people do not understand. Wait, what do they call it? It's like, oh, the context of a text message. And it's weird because people are like, oh, are you angry or whatnot? And I'm like, why would I be angry? And so that's a whole nother thing. It's like, that's why I only FaceTime.
Yeah.
But like what you said before, it's like, oh, if you said like, oh, I look pretty today, I would probably be like, oh, of course you're not pretty. You're always ugly. Ariel would know that.
That's
I wouldn't be
a joke.
That would be a joke, unless she was a different person who's like, oh my god, are you really thinking I'm ugly? And I would probably be like, why would I think you're ugly? You know, I would be joking. And I would either send like an emoji or whatnot. But like, only I say something that's very insensitive without thinking, that's where a problem would start. But I just, the fact that certain people have the balls to tell me, oh, I don't like how you're acting. And then they give me a whole freaking stupid excuse to be like, oh, I've been bullied my whole life. I'm like, okay, I don't need your pity party ass that story.
Or I'm insecure. Or like I'm insecure. Or I just looking for validation.
Don't pull the, oh, I've been bullied all my life. Oh, my friend. And then they drag their other friends. It's like, oh, my friend did this or that. And I'm like, I don't need that type of card pulled off onto me, sweetie. I know what you're talking about. And don't think that you're the only person in the world who has problems. Okay. So.
Yeah. And on top of it all, people don't understand that you do not need other people's validation to move on with your life and to feel good about yourself.
It's like.
That is something. And that is something that I felt my whole life is that I've needed validation from other people.
Isn't
and
that called, I felt like, good self- about myself. Isn't like self centered? Like underlying self-confidence is basically you can't, it's not even though that you have this self-confidence in yourself thinking oh, everyone will be positive towards me, it's like you keep doubting yourself about it.
I have so, no idea
isn't there something like
what that is. There's is it, definitely something like that, but I have no idea what
I don't
it is
know.
But it's just
oh, self-conscious stupid. I'm so fucking thing. stupid.
That's it. Well, period. I'm the type of person that always needed other people's validation to like feel good about myself or to feel approval. You do not need other people's approval to move on with your life. You really exactly. don't. And if you feel like you need to prove to
your friends,
Joe Schmo, your mom, your family, your friends, the guy at the gas station, the girl at Starbucks, no one cares because everybody just gives a hoot and a half about themselves.
That's the thing. It's like, I don't know why people would need to ask for validation. It's like, what are you so afraid of? Are you afraid that so many people are gonna like make a comment or something like that? And that's mm-hmm. where it's like, how am I supposed to go on through the day without someone telling me like, oh, you're being rude? And I'm like, well, it's the truth, sweetie. So if you want the truth, here's the truth. Because honestly, I will not take shit for granted if someone tells me a certain thing about it. It's like, oh, blah, 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 you're rude, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, let's talk about you then. If you think that everything needs to be discussed about how I am according to your personal life. It's like, if you want to tell me how I am, let's start with you. You're this, you're that. And then they'll be like, oh, why are you bullying me? I'm like, I'm just saying the facts because you're deciding to say facts towards me. So if unless you want to shut up about it, then I'll stop talking. It's like, what do I need to do for this person to shut up?
That makes no sense. I'd be actually irritated because people need to understand that
there's gonna be a point in life.
If you can't dish it,
don't.
No, if you can't take it, don't dish it. That's my motto in my family. Dish it and take it.
It's like, if you can't handle the truth about something that someone said about you, then that's a problem because it's like, it's basically like sticks and stones won't break my bones. It's like, yeah, of course they won't because you need to have confidence in yourself thinking that, oh, words aren't stronger to hurt me because I'm a bigger person. It's like people think that's the thing.
That saying is trash unless you believe it. Like those are sayings and things that you have to believe deep inside your soul in order for them to work.
They'll sound really stupid and pathetic when you first hear it. It's like, oh, really? Will it actually? But then when you actually think about it and like try to believe it, then you'll be like, oh, it's like you have to be the bigger person here. So with all that, it's like with the more comments that people tell me, like how I control my life, and I'm like, why do you think that I act a certain way? Is it because I want to be mean to everyone? Do I want to be rude? Because personally, I don't know how their life will change or how everything will be. How would I say? It's more towards like what will be different? Like, will you be happy with your life or something? I don't know. Like, I'm trying to think, what's the way to explain it? Like, if telling me to change my life will make anything better for you, what says that about me? Do you think I'll be happy about
that? Right. Yes. People need to understand that what you do in your everyday life doesn't affect
them and what they do in their everyday life. If you decide one day to be like, I'm going to cut off all my hair and I'm going to dye it pink, what is that going to do for somebody that says, don't do that, you look really stupid? What is that going to do for the person that made that comment? Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, it's like...
But then people come up with the excuses. I'm just trying to save them from making a bad decision and a bad
good
mistake.
God.
Well, people need to make mistakes in order to learn. If you do not make a mistake, you know that you're going to think that it's okay to do it again and again and again, or you're mm-hmm. going to be curious to think that it's going to be able to happen. Make mistakes now, learn from them now, instead of making mistakes later and screwing up your life later.
Exactly.
Because now is the time to make mistakes. Now is the time to learn. Now is the time to educate yourself on being stupid. We're kids, for crying out loud. This is the time to make mistakes, because there's very little consequences, because people think, oh, they're just still trying to learn. Oh, they're still trying to fix themselves.
Exactly.
You can take the guidance, you can give suggestions, but let people make their own mistakes unless you know that it could somehow kill them in the end.
And that's what happened, and that's what comes to when bullying occurs, because people like to say a comment and then they either will be super offended by it or they'll try to ignore it, and knowing that they have more confidence in themselves than other people will have in themselves. And that's what we call insecurities, because I have to deal with a lot of that crap at school as much as other people have to deal with it in their lives. But besides that, even though a lot of people will contradict me about how I act towards other people, one thing that really sparks me is when people question my sexuality. And let me tell you this. Who said that just because, like, oh, I have maybe some feelings for someone else, or I'm actually seeing the real me, who said that you have the right to just question that and being like, so does this mean you're this or that? And I'm like, since when was this a validation? Like, oh, we need the approval of that if I'm straight, gay, bi, lesbian, any of this other crap. It's like, why? What do you need that fact in your brain for the rest of life? It's like, oh, let me say, oh, if I'm gay or if I'm bi or my straight, will that make your life complete? Will you have full integrity and full knowledge of my personal life? Like, what is the problem?
People need to respect the boundaries of what's personal and what's public. There are certain things in the world that aren't meant to be spoken out in public for every little detail, such as certain political issues or certain things about a person's life. Like, you don't go up to somebody and be like, what surgical procedures have you gotten done? That is something that is...
I'm sorry, I didn't know this was a test.
And that's something that you don't ask. Yeah, I didn't know that you were my doctor and you were looking for my medical history. Yeah, you know, it's like, at this rate, just make all the medical forms public to the world and be like, free medical information for everybody, yay. Or you don't have to know about every little detail unless you're close with somebody. You don't tell somebody, like, if somebody posts on the internet, guys, RIP to my aunt Veronica, hope God is with you now or whatever, and you don't swipe up and say, how'd she die? You swipe up and say, sorry for your loss. It depends on how close your relationship is with this person. Exactly. You have to respect the fact that it's private information, and if they feel like they trust you enough, they will tell you.
Unless, yeah, and like, if, say, you didn't know about the passing or whatnot, like, say, ahead of time, then you could, in a way, ask the question in a more polite way, being like, oh, sorry for your loss, I didn't know about it, do you know what happened, like, how did, you know, in a, you know what I'm saying, like, in a way to say, like, oh, I'm
like,
sorry.
Like, how are you doing?
How are you doing?
Like, how is everybody doing? Like, how did so-and-so take it? You never ask directly, how did they
Here's a question. Can you picture how, this is a theoretical question anyway. Say you had gone through so much shit in your life, say high school, adulthood, whatever, and everyone like judged you for the way you are. How if you were a ghost or whatnot, if you could hear everyone else's comments and whatnot, if you had died and you could picture yourself being at your own funeral as a ghost where no one can see you, how do you people, what do you think people will say? Do you think they'll care or not? Like, for those people that judged you, they'll be like, oh, I never really thought. It's like, how am I supposed to respond to that? Like, how should I react to what
they're doing? I wouldn't want the jerks there anyway, but if they show up to kind of be like, oh, respect. It's I'd like, be like, I'm going to beat you in the grave.
It's like, why show up to my funeral if you didn't care one bit about me? It's like, exactly. What says you about respecting my death?
They must have cared so much to the point where it's like, oh, you know?
They finally did it. Or it finally happened. Like, wow. So petty of you.
I've been in this situation for so long now. I think I've been in this situation since May. And these people that aren't even my friends anymore keep messaging me to see if I still talk to this certain person.
Oh my God, I hate that.
I got a message last night and I called my two friends and my one friend goes, "What? He should be a gynecologist at this point. He is so invested and what's going on down south.
If you are invested in someone's life,
more invested in your own life than his own.
You need a reality check to think that if thinking about and keeping up in date with other people's life is more priority than your own, you need a reality check, sweetie, because that is something that you need to fix. Because if I'm just, it's
yeah, and for his information, nothing happened between me and that kid. We were just friends. There was no there was nothing that happened. Everything that was just stated was rumors. And I was like, it doesn't make sense with why he's so invested. And yet he would still shame me because I was hanging out with him. And he would shame me and say all these hurtful things. And last night he goes,
oh,
I do not do this. I don't continue to shame you. Wait, listen to this. I don't continue to shame you to hurt you. I continue to shame you so you can lead to the better path. And I'm like, sir.
Okay.
Just because you want to lead me in the right direction doesn't mean that you have to say that I'm a hooker and
I'm sorry. I didn't know you were Jesus. Things. I didn't know you were the light to my future. I didn't know you were God. Thank you for telling me how
I didn't know you were the lantern to follow.
And that's where it comes to this point where nowadays, if someone has something wrong or judgmental or any bullshit thing they want to say, guess what? I'm just be like, what do you have to say? And they're going to be like, oh, I have nothing. I'm like, no, say it. I want to hear what you have to say. Unless you think other people need to hear what your fucking whispers are, why shouldn't I be able to hear what you want to say? Like,
if you have something negative to say, stupid.
Either don't say it in the first place or say it out loud and get it over with, because you know what? If you keep it in, something's going to happen. And guess what? It's called karma, bitch. It's called karma, bitch.
Get with the program.
Get with the freaking program, you dumbass. Like, freaking, if you have something negative to say, it's like, if I said something mean about you, how awkward would it be if I hadn't told you for a year? Exactly.
I would literally say to your face, if you said this to me about me a year ago and I still stayed your friend,
and they pretend like it never happened,
talk to you.
And then they pretend like
or you heard it from Susie, who's friends with Marissa, who's friends with Logan, who's friends with Alex, who's friends with Carissa, who's friends with Joanne.
And then they pretend like, oh,
from Stephanie, who found out from Stephanie's third cousin that said you're a fucking bitch. And they said it 8 years ago or 2 months ago, and then you confront Stephanie's third cousin or whoever the hell it was, and they're like, I didn't say that. And you're like,
and then they act like it never happened. It's like they act like, oh, I said this, and I'm like, I have a memory, bitch. You should have one too.
Yeah. Or they're like, or what's even funnier is that they'll lie about a situation and I'll be like, this actually happened to me a few days ago. I was talking to somebody who liked me and was flirting with me, and I was starting to be interested. And all of a sudden, I told them something about somebody that they used to talk to. And I told them something about somebody who I'm kind of friends with. And I said something, and then they told the person, and then I heard it from the person. I said I didn't say it. And I told the person that I told, like, what the thing was, because I specifically told them, do not repeat this. That is just unfair if you repeat this statement. And apparently they lied to me why they said the statement. They first claimed they were drunk. Then they secondly claimed that they didn't say it. The third claim is that, like, it came up in conversation randomly. The fourth thing is that, like, I wasn't even talking to them yesterday. And then all of a sudden the truth came out, and I was like,
why hold it back?
And then, on top of it all, why would you tell me all this and then
wait till the day?
Exactly. And then wait 5 days later to tell me the truth, and then continue to flirt with me and continue to tell me all these great things about me and flirt with me, and then all of a sudden be like, oh, I'm going to
ruin it. I'm going to ruin the moment. Exactly. It's like, you should have just said it. It's like, if you have something to say, you should have just said it, unless you want to ruin the chances of maybe being friends with someone in the future, because God knows what their reaction will be. And, you know, that goes to say for anyone. It's like, if you have, that's literally what I'm saying before. It's like, if you have something you need to say, or you need to say something, why the hell would you fucking hold it back from them? It's like, what is in your way? It's like, yes, you might have doubts about it. It's like, yes, you're going to have doubts on whether or not the outcome will be. You never know. Yes, it might be negative that will something happen, but guess what? You'll learn from it. And that's why, if you're going to say shit, don't tell someone that you know you won't trust, because that's why I don't tell people things that will be very important or insensitive to another person, because I know I won't trust them, because God knows who they'll tell, because no one in this fucking world will be able to trust anything you say, because I've said things before to people, and let me tell you, I can't trust those people again, because why? Oh, they told the person what I said. And so that goes on to me thinking, you know, maybe I shouldn't talk to this specific person, because if I'm just going to tell them something, why should I expect anything less from you? Because what you're going to do is, oh, that's right, you're going to tell the person what I said, because you are incompetent and you can't trust me for any fucking thing I say.
Exactly. Alex, do you have any advice to give to anybody who is listening about people who are trying to dictate your life, or they seem to be fake or anything like that?
God, people being fake. Honestly, if you have something to say about someone or something, including me, just fucking say it. Because you know what? You're gonna expect something from me to say back to you, because you know what? Uh-huh. Whatever you had to say, you know what? That's your fault. You said something, and you know that I would either get mad or upset about it. So, that's on you.
Yeah.
But besides that, I would just say, trust people that you know you can trust, because you never know who's going to betray you behind your back or anything like that, because unless it's a whole big discussion, drama, filled, whatever extravaganza shit show there is, who are you going to trust? Because if I'm going to say something, oh, blah, 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 who am I going to tell that to?
Yeah, who you have to find out. My advice is that you have to find who you can trust. You have to find out who you can take proper opinions from. You need to also understand each person you come into contact with, their personality and how they act and how they react to certain things. And you have to make sure that they're not the ones that are at fault, or that you're not the ones that are at fault when there's a thing going on or a misunderstanding, because you have to also understand people do make mistakes. People don't always say the right thing, you know?
And jeez, of course they wouldn't say the right thing. I've seen that a lot before, because people are like, oh, I didn't mean it to say it like this. It's like, what the hell is wrong with you?
But anyway, you have to also understand how people are, because everybody makes mistakes and everybody will not always say the exact right thing. And sometimes someone will say something and you misinterpret it. Like, I could tell Alex right now, oh my God, I hate you so much. But he knows that I'm joking. But if I told Alex, I hate you, that's more of a, like, a, oh, she means it and I should stop talking to her kind of statement. But even through messages, through text, through social media, we don't have to dig in to every little detail and try and figure out what to go from and what's going on. But if for somebody who's trying to control your life, be like, thank you for the suggestion.
Thank you for the suggestions. I'll think about it.
Yeah, just say, thank you for the suggestion. I'll think about it. And then toss it away. And if they're trying to control your life, then say in your head, oh, well, I don't need their opinions. And don't go to them for an opinion ever again. And if they come up to you and say, I don't like what you're wearing, wear something else. Be like, well, I like what I'm wearing. I'm going to keep wearing it.
Exactly. So, but as I was trying to do, I don't know why I would try to close off the episode. I didn't even realize you weren't even here. be sure to turn on the notifications for when we post another episode. And we will see you guys next time. Period, love.
Bye-bye. Period. Goodbye.
Oh, my God.